You this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, November the 20th, Wednesday. Looks a little rainy outside. And joining me today is Trish Clark, a day early.
I think I'm suffering from jet lag. I've got my days all mixed up. It isn't Thursday, and here I am.
Well, you know what? This is what Linda is going to come in tomorrow. And so I figured I can't get by without my Trish fix. So it's either today or Friday. And I figured today's a good day because there is just so many things happening in the world. And I know that as soon as we get ourselves organized over on the production side, we're going to find out what it is. But it looks like, you know, it's raining again today. So if Just Bob has the weather anywhere out there, he can just show it to us.
Well, he
doesn't.
And
so,
let's
just go to our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors, Susan Eastman. Susan, you know what? I bet you're perking along this morning.
You betcha. 3 cups of coffee already. Been up since 5. You ready for the report?
Go ahead, please.
Okay, here we go. The major averages are slightly positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2 points at 15,970. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1,789. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 4 points at 3,936. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, JCPenney, positive 77 cents at $9.48. Bank of America, off 9 cents, trading at $15.11. General Electric down 6 pennies at $26.97. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 36 cents at $85.65. Pacific Gas and Electric off 12 cents at $40.81. AT&T up a dime at $35.82. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.74%. For commodities, gold is down $16 an ounce at $1,256. Silver down 15 cents at $20. Crude oil down 20 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here. You know what? They know what's going on in the news. They go know probably in the news too, but on what's going on Wall Street. Record highs, you know, is there a bubble there? What's going to happen next? Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561.
And it's 51 degrees in the downtown studio of KCNR. We're looking at showers. Cloudy with a high near 55 and chance of precipitation today.
Is that like rain?
60%. Showers likely tonight and through the evening. By tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. Gusts of wind as high as 28 miles per hour. Looks like the rain is blowing out. It'll be clear Thursday night and sunny and in the 60s. Through the weekend.
All right.
The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 223-0999.
That's right, our friends there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm not too sure if I want to talk about the alternate universe that exists somewhere back over the region of the District of Columbia. If I want to talk about what happened last night in the at the city council when the providing of funds, that not a check, but providing of funds to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center was voted down, and the reasons that were given for that. But perhaps we have enough time for all of it.
I think we can talk about both.
And the other thing, too, of course, is the Obama rating storm from the Washington Post and NBC News, not what you would call people that aren't really more inclined to support Mr. Obama. But it's interesting to see what they're saying. So we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles.
We'll sail on the Ruby Princess August 15, 2014 for a cruise to discover the British Isles with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media, UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Wednesday, I know, but Trish is flexible.
Absolutely.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm loving the rain. Boy, we just needed this, and it's we're getting a good, steady, wetting, saturating rain, and that's good.
Brian Daly was on yesterday, and he is a farmer first, at least for now. I say that at least for now because who knows? Someday he may become a United States senator or something. But he is a farmer, and he'll always be a farmer in our minds here. But it's the same thing. Water is the lifeblood of agriculture. Agriculture is the largest moneymaker in California, by the way, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
But he talked about how peaches, there's only 12,000 or 20,000 acres left of peaches in California, and the reason?
Pickers.
You got it. You were listening. Okay.
All right. I know the whole scenario, and try to tie that into the whole immigration bill, and it really isn't what it's about, but a lot of it's about water. You said the lifeblood of agriculture. It's the lifeblood of the world.
It is. And these water bills and everything that's coming up. Anyway, on December 4th up here in the, Board of Supervisors area, and we'll check for sure on December 4th, they're having a meeting on water. And so he's bringing one of the big guys in from Sacramento. His goal is to bring every assembly person up to the North State. Yeah, and to get Governor Brown up here. What is so hard about Governor Brown driving or taking a flight for, you know, an hour up here just to sit down and say hello?
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting concept when you get down there, and certainly I served on a number of committees over the years with people from all over the state. And it was always amazing to me when I worked with senators and assemblymen and government officials, elected supervisors, how many of them absolutely had no concept of how much land there is between Sacramento and the Oregon border. They absolutely have no concept and yet make decisions on a regular basis that affect us and impact us and have no knowledge of who we are or where we are.
Yeah, you know, they've never been in the woods. They've never seen the underbrush. They don't understand that.
They think San Francisco is in Northern California.
And that Redding is on the suburbs of Sacramento or something.
Yeah, no, they think we're right on the Oregon border, and they just don't get it.
Hey, last night, I walked. What you got, Bob?
You're sitting. Oh, when I was living in San Diego, I told somebody I lived in Northern California. They said, "Oh, Fresno."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an interesting concept. One specific. Group I brought up here was the Commission on Local Governance for the 21st Century, and I demanded that we have one meeting of this august group from all over the state in Northern California. Of the 17 members who came, 15 of them had never been in Shasta County. And I remember one attorney, Michael Colantuno, who said repeatedly he would never, ever again say two things. His water did not come out of San Francisco, and San Francisco was not in Northern California.
Well, you know, it should be a law that if you're going to represent this state, even if it's an assembly member, and from your district, the law should be is at some time during that first year, you've got to travel throughout the district, you know, throughout the whole state. So at least you can see the state. They actually believe that there are people in California that are representing the people of California and have never been above Sacramento is absolutely terrifying.
Well, they actually believe that we've cut down all the redwood trees.
They drive up the coast
I've had people come to my house and say, "Oh my God, there's trees everywhere." Well, yeah.
Yeah,
but I thought you cut them all down.
It's
an interesting concept. I applaud Assemblyman Dolly for making that effort.
Dolores Lucero, just Linda and I last night at the city council meeting. I went to the city council meeting. I showed up a little bit late, and Dolores was talking, and she was talking about being able to get the truth out in that Carl and Linda bought. And this is what I think I heard. I may not have heard this exactly because I was walking in, you know. That we're keeping her off the airwaves.
And that's simply not true. Carl, she has every opportunity to call in like everybody else. I know I've certainly been on the show many times when she has called in. Sometimes we don't take a call. If we're in the middle of a discussion with somebody on the line, say one of the assemblymen or something, it's not appropriate to take a call. It doesn't have anything to do with it. But other than that, she's always had access. I've heard her on this show many times and I've talked to her when I've been co-hosting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dolores sees things differently than the rest of us.
Yes, she does.
And speaking of alternative universes, District of Columbia and Obamacare. Let's just hit this real hard for 2 minutes. The front end, not only is the front end of the Obamacare machine screwed up, now they're saying the back end is even worse and hasn't even been built yet, which is where the money goes, that there's no way that this is secure, and that the White House, and they've got documents, knew about how messed up this whole rollout was going to be last spring.
Let's be clear, not the White House. President Obama was briefed.
Well,
what came out of the White House this morning.
Okay, see, I did not see this morning because I didn't see that because of 2 days ago it was just that senior officials, but Obama had not been told.
Well, that's what Obama said, but here's the deal. It's alternate universe.
Right.
Here's the deal. Where did the thing come that if you say it, it is true? I mean, day after day, you stand there and you listen or you watch and you see him open his mouth and tell a lie. I'm sorry, I can't call it anything but. I didn't know, I didn't see, I didn't do, it's not my fault. If the Republicans were cooperating, this would all be working fine. All their fault.
They didn't wake me up, no one said anything to me. How did I know that the ambassador was killed in Benghazi? Did anybody tell me? No, I was on my way to Las Vegas for a fundraiser. The man that's president.
And he just continues to tell these absolutely untruth statements. And if he says it, we're supposed to believe it's true. And,
if you
and
like
unfortunately,
your healthcare,
too many people do.
If you like your health care.
It's crazy.
Do we have that someplace? We have that, right?
I
got to take a break. When we come back, we'll play that. And then I also want to talk about the latest polls from ABC and the Washington Post, which, you know, is in his corner, in his lap, you know, on their knees. Anyway, for President Obama. But see what the latest ratings are, my friends. These were just even shocking to me. We'll be right back.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want: a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan, period.
Okay.
That's pretty plain, isn't it?
Welcome back to Carl. Carl Button, Trish Clark. Tonight is on the spot with Linda Bob. Linda.
If that's really what I said, that isn't really what I meant.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just one time. It was 28 times, and we don't have time to read all 28 of them.
But, it all depends on what you mean by health insurance.
Oh, gosh. You know, I tell you what.
But, you know, and let's be clear, and that's the whole problem. This never, ever, ever was about health care.
No.
This is about health insurance.
It's changing who pays for it, right.
And power.
Right.
Because we already had the best health care system in the world. We have good health care.
We do have good.
We had some glitches in coverage, which could have been settled by a few things. What he is in the process of doing, he and his cohorts in the Democratic Party, they are destroying the best healthcare system in the world, and we're not going to have either when we're done.
And don't point out that, you know, Switzerland is this, and Japan is this, and all this. You know what? Apples and oranges, my friends. We've got 300 million people. We have a completely different type of country, the space, the land, the number of people, how we do things here. So you can't compare them. But anyway, let's go to the Washington Post and NBC ratings latest. Yes, tanking. Tanking in the ratings. 56% of the people, registered voters disapprove of Obama's performance. 55% of adults. Also, more than half don't like him. That's big because he's always had this big likability thing. But over half of the people polled don't like him or believe he can run the country. They believe he's not a strong leader, not a strong leader, not even a good manager. 63% of the people for Obamacare believe the rollout was a total fiasco. 57% of the people in this poll oppose the Affordable Care Act.
If the election were to be held today, the poll says that Romney would have won at this time by the same percentage point that Obama won. Now, having said all of those statistics, Carl, what does that mean?
Nothing.
What does it help us do?
Nothing.
He is the president for three more years.
What it means is this, though.
And will the people remember long enough to make a difference in the midterm election and, more importantly, when we get to a presidential election in 3 years?
I believe that the possibility of that happening is good, and I'll tell you why. This is such a fiasco, and the people that are tied to it, and that includes Hillary Clinton, she is tied to this administration.
If we can keep it and make it stick.
I think the people in 2014, they're going to realize, because you think it's bad now. What's really bad is when next year, when the businesses who got that 1 year buy, you know, they said, oh, no, you don't have to do anything with the insurance. When they roll in next year and they start cutting out millions of people saying we can't afford this, it is going to be such a disaster. And everybody that's running for office ought to point to the man or woman who voted for this and say, you're out of here. Look what you've done to us.
Well, and I believe firmly that the Republicans ought not to try to present another plan. I heard a retired Republican, and I'm sorry I don't know his name, but he made a statement within the last couple of days that I went, yes, that's exactly the approach the Republicans should be taking. This is not a federal government program. The federal government should not be doing national health care. So the Republicans should not be offering an alternative national health care plan. They should be coming up with ways to fix. But they had to let this turkey die.
Yep.
Yeah, serve it up for Thanksgiving dinner and be done with it. And then go on with a solution to the issues we had with our healthcare program, which involves insurance companies and competition, the private sector, good doctors, not
buying
national healthcare.
Buying insurance across state lines.
Pre-existing conditions, all those issues that were there.
Tort reform. You know, everybody says, oh, no, tort reform. It's just a little part.
It's a major part because the malpractice insurance is what's keeping a lot of doctors from being in specialists and what have you. But I so emphatically agree that the Republicans should not be offering a plan. We aren't supposed to do that in the federal government.
There shouldn't be. There should just be one thing, is that you got into this. You know, the things that the president said, this insurance is a lot harder than we thought. Excuse me.
And the government doesn't do networks technology very well.
One of our people in the chat room says they just listened on C-SPAN, and that's not, you know, the Obamacare is not 80%, you know, the rollout there. They're not even 60%. And the other thing is would you put in personal information, medical information, and financial information into a site that you don't even know? You've been told that it can be hacked into easily to people you don't know who have never been vetted that could be felons that are just taking down the information.
No security checks on these people.
You know, when they get your name, your birthday, and your mom's name, guess what? They can get into everything at that point and your social security number. All right. We got to take a break. We have people on the line when we get back here or I know people are calling in.
Sam Paredes is standing by.
All right. Gun Owners of California. Great. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Slow down. You move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat. Or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, it's 7:33 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. It's going to be raining during the day. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Espresso Joe's when it's cold and rainy, and what the baristas in there will give you the special coffees, the espressos, like lattes, the pumpkin spice lattes and that. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All that. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And unlike the city, Tobacco and Brew gives discounts for veterans. We didn't even get to that part, but we will eventually. our guest with us now is Sam Paredes. What are you, the CEO of Gun Owners of California, Sam?
Well, executive director.
Okay.
You give me a promotion.
I do that every time.
did that come with a pay raise too, Sam?
I wish, but, I earn enough to keep the fight going and to keep me involved and carrying the word forward to people that our gun rights in California are in trouble and we need to rise up and fight back, and I'm very satisfied. So.
Okay. Hey, all right, Sam, what is the latest? You know, I know people kind of took a deep breath after Brown vetoed those bills, but some of them did get through. Mm-hmm. What's the latest now, especially on the banning of lead ammo?
That AB 711 was signed into law. That was probably the most egregious bill that the governor signed, and he knows full well what it does. He asked the authors to amend it towards the end of the legislative process in order to make it not go into effect until 2019, of course, after he leaves office if he is reelected. And what it does is it will ban the use of all ammunition that contains lead for hunting in the entire state of California, period. And the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the feds, continue to refuse to give exemptions to non-lead ammunition for the purposes of hunting. So when you have the feds that ban non-lead ammo and you have the state of California that bans lead ammo, you have a ban on hunting. Now, they did also insert a provision in the bill that gives the director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife the ability to exempt particular calibers from the non-lead ammunition ban if ammunition is not available. The problem is the legislature has given legislative authority to an appointed member of the administration, and we think that has some significant constitutional problems. In other words, somebody who's appointed by the governor, who knows, you know, if he's works for the Humane Society of the United States or Center for Biodiversity or some whacked out left wing anti hunting organization, the power to govern what can be hunted and what ammunition can be used. It's a disaster. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Here in California, the Department of Fish and Game will lose somewhere around $40 million a year when banning goes away, which means they will collapse, and well, California will continue to go down the toilet.
Is there a move afoot to appeal that ruling based on the constitutionality?
Well, we're looking at at all of those options right now. Unfortunately, you have to wait until you become the injured party in order to file a lawsuit like this. And a lot depends on how the Department of Fish and Game is going to define all of these, the provisions of this bill. But the honest answer to you is yes, we are looking at filing a lawsuit to overturn it. We have our legal beagles eagerly working in a black room with the doors closed and trying to figure out what the best approach is to challenge this, because it will be an unmitigated disaster in the state of California.
Well, you know, Sam, here's my advice.
Yes, sir.
Don't fight it. Let it happen. Just like you should let Obamacare happen. Let these things happen if they want, because it will destroy the fabric of the fishing game department. They won't get the money. They won't have any of that, because you don't need a license to go target shooting. You don't need a license just to shoot. But if you do this for a couple years, maybe they'll realize is that, oh my gosh, hunters are the ones that pay the bills. And because, you know what? And here's the other thing. Have Republicans introduce bills that outlaw lead sinkers in water. Because lead in the water obviously is going to hurt the fish, and animals that eat the fish are going to have lead in them.
And not doing anything is absolutely one of the options that we have on the table.
Let them crash.
Yeah. There's a lot of wisdom in that, in going that direction, and that just may be the way we go. But we're going to look at this thing really hard to see what, you know, yeah, ultimately we go. But it's Carl, it's you know, the members of the media called me and said, Sam, you know, the governor signed six bills and he vetoed six bills. Are you happy with that? Well, I guess I said, I guess getting shot in the heart only six times is better than getting shot in the heart 12 times. But the fact of the matter is, the governor shot us in the heart. You know, unlike biblical Solomon, this governor took the baby and gleefully cut it in half with a sword and gave each side a bloody half. He vetoed, the things he vetoed were happy he vetoed, the semi-automatic ban and a lot of other stuff that was really, really bad. But the things that he signed were clearly, wrong and unconstitutional, and we're looking at going to court now, like we promised. He signed three bills that are going to force us, law-abiding citizens, to lock up our guns at home in a safe, under certain conditions. And the governor doesn't understand that that is clearly a violation of Washington, D.C. versus Heller.
Okay, Sam, we need to take a break here, but Bob, you had something here you want to talk about.
Well, the big fallacy in lead ammunition is, of course, that every piece of electronic equipment, including those made by Silicon Valley, which is a major influential force, is laden with lead, far more lead than every piece of ammunition in this state. And do you think that if they were serious about banning lead, that would not be the top of the list? Of course not. It's all about the guns. The lead is a smokescreen.
Amen. You got it.
Okay.
That's correct.
Sam Paredes, the executive director of Gun Owners of California, is our guest. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're going to take a quick break and come on back right after that, because there are some of the laws that were passed. My question would be: is can they come in and check to make sure we have those weapons locked up? Let's talk about that when we get back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Friday night, playoff football continues on KCNR 1460 as the Reading Christian Lions host the Butte Valley Bulldogs in the 8-man division championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Alvarea, at 7 p.m. live from Bishop Quinn Field in Palisadro
It's the Red and Christian Lions and the Butte Valley Bulldogs with the eight-man championship on the line. All right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR, 1460.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah. Good morning, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 7:45 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends with Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's time. If you haven't, you know, we've been warning you, but now it's starting to get cold. Now it's time to start kicking that heater in. Doesn't work. If there's something wrong and you're not sure of what it is, are those filters not clean from last year, call Alliance Heating and Air. Professionalism. And they take care of everyone like it's their own family. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest, Sam Paredes, who is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. And when we left, we were talking about these three onerous bills that tells you have to lock your guns up in your house, so you can't get to them in case of an emergency. Is it worse than that, Sam?
Well, actually, it is. You know, anybody who comes into a home and sees a gun that is not locked up could report you as having a gun out in the open. If you have a fire at your home, and the firemen who come and put out the fire and save your belongings and stuff, if they find the remains of a gun that is not locked up, they can report you and have you charged with a crime. There's all manner of problems, Carl, that come up when you do this, and it they're turning our friends and neighbors. You know, if a kid comes to your home and you're one of your children's friends, and they see a gun and they tell their parents, and their parents report it, you may get that knock on the door from a police officer saying, you have unsafely stored gun in your home and you're in violation of the law. So yeah, it turns our friends and neighbors into potential spies in your own home. So yes, it is a dangerous precedent that it's insidious. You know, Carl, the number of accidents that actually happen with guns in homes is so small in the state of California when you take into account that there are 40 million guns and you have just a handful of accidents that happen. That's kind of an indication that people are safe with them, and they take care of them, and they decide what's best for them in their own household. And when the government tries to decide what's best in your own household, they always screw it up.
You know, we've gone year after year. I've been involved in politics in the state of California for a long time, and I've watched every year where they've just, you know, that little bit every year, a couple of bad bills, a couple more bad bills, and mm-hmm. we're to the point where I firmly believe that my concealed weapons permit is a violation of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. I don't see any gray area in the words that I have the right to bear arms. But we continue, Sam, we continue to play their game. We go through the process, we get the permits, we take the training. I'm not saying the training's bad. I'm just saying they're to the point now where I live alone, and they're saying that I can't have a gun by my bedside to protect myself in the process of a break-in.
Well, you are correct. They say that if you know that there's a potential for children to be in your home, or if you should have known that somebody who comes to visit your house is a prohibited person, then you must have your guns locked up. We do not believe in compromise. We don't compromise on any bills. We challenge them all on the straight constitutionality of them, and that's why we have multiple lawsuits making their way through the process right now. Now, we gun owners in California and the other organizations, we promised to challenge every gun law that was signed into law in court. Well, the city of San Francisco gave us a early Christmas present and passed a bill that or an ordinance that would ban the possession of high-capacity magazines, even though they are legally possessed by the owners. That ordinance is going to give us an opportunity to go to court to get a clearer definition of the Second Amendment from the United States Supreme Court, which could, if we are smart and we are successful, wipe out a vast majority of the laws that exist in the state of California that infringe on our right to keep and bear arms. So we are definitely on a path to get our rights restored. And that's the direction that we are going right now.
You know, Sam, one of the things that I encourage my friends, and I'm a member of your organization and several others in the state of California, a lot of us are frustrated. A lot of people out there are just, we don't know what to do. You donate to the parties, it doesn't seem to make any difference. And I encourage my friends, if you've got a little extra cash, put it where behind these people that are trying to turn over some of these laws and protect our Second Amendment rights. So everybody ought to be a member, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we really appreciate that. And anybody who does want information about gun owners, go to our website, either Google Gun Owners of California, or we use one of your search engines that you like, or it's simple, gunownersca.com, and you can find out what we're doing, the lawsuits that are in the pipeline. You can find out where we are in the whole elected recall process. We're right now actively considering running a couple of recall elections in the state of California.
Well, we're being smart about it, and the media
wants us to jump out now and tell them who we're going after and why and all of that. But you know what? We're not driven by the mainstream media. We are driven by common sense, intelligence, logic, and the Constitution of the United States and the state of California.
In other words, the exact things that KCNR 1460 was founded on, right? We're going to be right
back. Absolutely, Carl.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We want to talk about a couple other things here in our remaining 5 minutes. And then after that, of course, is Sheriff Tom Bosinko. And we've got a lot of things to talk to the sheriff about. We'll be right back.
Give me back my bullet.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Trish is not here on Thursday. She's here on Wednesday today. Linda will be back tomorrow morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. I can't tell you any more except to say the North State's nutrition experts. Not only that, but for with Amazing Foods for Life, a brand new gluten-free product line that they've introduced, Vicki, has introduced down at Orchard Nutrition, which is now spreading throughout the state of California, like a very good thing, because gluten-free, great tasting, healthy for you. What can I say? Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141 or head on down to the Cypress Square Shopping Center, and they're on Locust Street, right kind of behind it, but you can't get anything better than that. Trish, we have Sam Paredes here from the Executive Director of Gun Owners California. You got like about 4 minutes left. Sam, what's the biggest thing coming down the pike that we got to worry about?
Well, the legislature coming back into session.
As long as they're away, we're safe.
That's right. The only thing that makes us safe is if they're not there.
That's correct. Okay. You know, I often I joke that I'd be all for giving them a salary of $1 million a year and just telling them, don't come to session all year long. Just stay home and spend your $1 million and no more new laws, and the state of California will be far better off. Of course, they are eager beavers. They're coming back January 6th, I believe, and they're going to be ready to roar. We have no idea how many new anti-Second Amendment bills they're going to sponsor, but I guarantee it will be a significant number. And then you add about 26 bills that didn't make it out of the legislature this year that are zombies. They have an opportunity to come back to life next year, and they get one more bite.
What was that really bad one that they couldn't even get out of the committee? Remember that? Gosh, what was it? It wasn't the semi-automatic. It was something that was so horrible.
Well, they've got multiple things: the licensing and registration bills. You've got the ban on bullet buttons, so that millions of guns that are legally owned in California will instantly become illegal. Are
we still having to register the long guns?
Long gun registration begins January 1st, so everybody should go to your local gun store and buy all the rifles and shotguns that you do not want the government to know that you own. Go out and get them between now and December 31st so that they are in your safes, they are in your homes, they are in your cabins, and the government won't know what you have, because January 1st, all guns will be registered in the state of California.
Well, you know what we need to say then is Bastiani's got a bunch of guns down there. So head on down. Anyway, hey, Sam, thank you so much for being on with us. And we're making this a regular occurrence here so that we can keep up with what's happening, especially this year is an election year. And as we get closer, it'd be interesting to keep following this recall.
Yes, sir.
The ideas for recall, because, you know, people thought it never had a chance in Colorado.
Yep.
And Democrats, Independents, Republicans got together and said, you know what? You know, we may believe in some things, but we all believe in one thing, the Second Amendment.
That's correct. Thank you for being a shining beacon of light out there, KCNR, and your show and what you folks do is so important for us to be able to remind people that we live under a constitution and a form of government that we can keep only if we fight for it. And you folks are a very important part of that. So thank you very much for what you do.
Well, thanks a lot, Sam.
Enjoy talking to you this morning.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Sam.
Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners. God bless you.
All right, we'll talk to you next month.
God bless.
All right. Hey, Trish, this is, California. You know, in some ways, I say, just let them do it. Just let them do it. And when it crashes, the whole thing changes. But then when it crashes, what if, you know, people go, oh, well. All right. Hey, look, we come back. Sheriff Tom Basinko will be joining us. It is Wednesday, even though I'm confused because Trish is here. And we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama met for 2 hours with senators yesterday, appealing to them to not pursue additional sanctions against Iran, even as negotiations continue over its nuclear ambitions.
The president underscored that in the absence of a first step, Iran will continue to make progress on its nuclear program.
That's Press Secretary Jay Carney. Meanwhile, officials say at least 29 people have been killed and dozens wounded in a series of bombings today in mostly Shia areas of the Iraqi capital city of Baghdad.
This latest wave of attacks hit the Iraqi capital in the morning local time. At least 7 bombs detonated almost simultaneously in busy streets and markets. While most of the targets were in Shiite neighborhoods, Sunni and mixed areas of the city also came under attack, leading to speculation that the motive is to spark a sectarian war.
As the BBC's Richard Galpin reporting, a Human Rights Watch report is accusing Iran of ignoring its international obligation to protect refugees, allegedly kicking out Afghan refugees from the country. Fewer Americans bought existing homes in the month of October.
The National Association of Realtors says home resales fell 3.2% as higher mortgage rates, the partial government shutdown, and a limited supply of homes reduced sales. The seasonally adjusted annual pace of 5.12 million resales is down from a 5.29 million pace in August and is the slowest since June. Sales of existing single-family homes fell 4.1%, while condominium sales increased 3.3%.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Women senators yesterday speaking out sexual assault in the military, Senator Barbara Mikulski.
There is no place in the United States military of violence against one member of the military by another.
There are currently a record number of women serving in the U.S. Senate, and this is SRN News.
This Friday, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
Their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
We have happy Christmas after all.
The Christmas Candle, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters this Friday. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
The mayor of Mexico City is demanding a register of all foreigners in the capital and a crackdown on international crime syndicates.
Mexico City Mayor Miguel Ángel Mancera complains that international crime groups are on the loose and fancy free in the city. He says Venezuelan criminal organizations are cloning bank cards while Colombian gangs are homing in on housebreaking. He stresses the way to stamp this out is to create a biometric register for foreigners throughout the federal district. It would involve ID cards with photos and signatures.
That's James Bleers reporting from Mexico City. The power of those tornadoes that tore across Illinois Sunday becoming more clear now from the National Weather Service. Meanwhile, Pastor Thomas Heron says sometimes a disaster can bring people together.
As individuals, we can use this to grow stronger in our faith, to rely on our God who is stronger than any storm.
Storms left at least 8 people dead. This is SRN News. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off a bit of a loss yesterday, but it's been mostly in positive trading territory so far in early trading today, with the Dow up about 25 points at last glance. There's an effort by the White House to rebrand Obamacare. SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
President Obama told business executives this week that in addition to fixing the problematic healthcare.gov website, promotion of the healthcare law needs some freshening up.
We're going to have to obviously remarket and rebrand.
Politico reports that the disastrous rollout has prompted the White House and Democrats to stop calling the law Obamacare, opting instead for the Affordable Care Act. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Two Colorado cantaloupe farmers who pleaded guilty to charges related to a deadly listeria outbreak personally apologized on Tuesday to some of the family members of the people who got sick or died. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:06 in the morning, November the 20th. It is a Wednesday, and Trish Clark is with me. Please do not think you have lost a day. Trish came in a day early. We asked her to do that. It's confused all of my staff and me. The fact that you're here instead of Thursday, but Linda will be back tomorrow.
So it's kind of, you know, what, if it was Tuesday, we must be Belgium, right?
It must be Belgium. That's right. Hey, you know what? Let's start off with our friends from our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. And Susan, we are ready now. Susan, good morning. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
I keep saying we're ready, but then I guess we weren't, but we're ready now.
It's okay. Very well. Stocks are a little changed in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 14 points at 15,981. The S&P 500 is adding 4 points at 1792, and the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 12 points at 3,944. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook, positive 85 cents at 4721, Micron Tech off 28 cents, trading at 1879, Yahoo positive 77 cents at $38.40. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 6 cents at 2566, North Valley Bank up a nickel at $19.05, Bank of Commerce down 6 cents at $5.72. Over to commodities, gold is down $10 an ounce at $12.63, silver off a nickel at 20, crude oil positive 39 cents, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. I tell you what, they're your neighbors, but and they are doing their job. They're trying to keep track of what's happening on Wall Street, and in fact, they're doing just an outstanding job. When you go over 1,600 points there on Wall Street, you know something's going to happen. They can tell you why and what to do. Give them a call, 243-7561. 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors. Their offices are on Park Marina Drive. Trish Clark, there's weather today, isn't there?
There is, and it's 51 degrees in our downtown studio. Showers are likely throughout the day with a high near 55 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Showers likely through the evening up until around 10 o'clock with increasing winds as the days go on. Tomorrow it's sunny with a high near 63, breezy with gusts as high as 28 degrees, blowing all this weather out, and we're looking for clear by Thursday and sunny and clear through the weekend, 68 degrees. Our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give Shasta Gas Propane Professionals a call at 365-3793, and there are senior and veterans discounts.
All right, locally owned, family operated. You know, this weather, though, does it help you sleep? Or is it?
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, you already sleep because I know you have a Sleep Number bed, just like I do. My sleep number, of course, is 35.
And mine is 55.
Oh. That's probably because you're tougher than I am. Or maybe you have less injuries that you need to, you know, to kind of like soften out there.
Yeah, well, a 55 is just a comfortable thing. Sometimes if you're a little more sore, then you you put it down, but that's why it's wonderful to have that adjustable range.
Well, that is, you know, when you start talking about the sleep number, you have the dual air technology, of course. So Trish can have one number, Linda can have one number, I can have one number, but it gives you two in the bed. And you've had what? You've had your sleep number bed for what?
For many years, 20 years.
20 years. And it's still, I mean, it's American made. It's made so well. But they've introduced something new now, the sleep number has, and it's called the AirFit Pillow. And we have a couple of those. And what it does is it literally adjusts to your head and the way you like to sleep at night and the firmness of that.
Of your pillow?
Of your pillow. And it's called the AirFit Pillow. And we're using that now. And let me tell you, that's extraordinary. So not only can you adjust the firmness of your mattress, you can adjust the firmness or how the pillow fits to your head through the AirFit Pillow. Through the AirFit Pillow
that you can get down. That sounds like an addition I need.
Yeah, well, it's, you know what, you can get it to Sleep Number stores. And not only this, but with your AirFit adjustable pillow at your Sleep Number store, there's a special 25% savings. And there are over 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, but the one we go to, of course, is right here in Reading in the Target Shopping Center over there behind the McDonald's area, but it's in there with the vitamin shop. And the professionals at the Sleep Number store are going to help you find the mattress that you want. And then you finish it all off with this AirFit pillow. I can't say enough about it. Made in the United States and guaranteed. Over 8 million have been sold. Sleep Number. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And you're looking, man, you're looking like you're ready to go today.
Always ready to go.
Well, you know, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what's happening on the, on our scene here with, there was a huge wreck out there on the freeway. I don't know if you have too much information about that.
Don't have too much, it brings about, you know, always the first rain we have, the oil comes up off the roadway, makes it very slick. Just need to slow down a bit. Watch out for the other drivers. They had a bad traffic collision with a truck and a vehicle yesterday,
yeah,
just around Anderson, where
a
vehicle
Drive.
Was crushed down there.
Wow!
And then I heard also you were talking about having your furnaces serviced earlier on a break. I heard a residential house fire up in eastern Shasta County as I was coming into work. So check those wood stoves, fireplaces, and the furnaces before you get to really using them. Big before the weather turns.
Yeah. That's good common sense, but that's why we have our sheriff. But we got to take a quick break and we come back. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. AB 109, the proposed jail we have here, the medium security, the number of sheriffs out on the road, and a number of other things that are going on. We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. Everywhere
around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Jimmy got a gun. Whole world's come undone. Looking straight at the sun.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Bob's on a roll. He's talking about Jamie's got a gun. I want my ammo back. I mean, it's just, you know, it's...
Give me back my bullets.
Peter Gunn theme song.
But, you know, who knows? You know, nobody else can find this stuff except Bad Bob. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Reading Spray Service, located out on Airstrip Road. I tell you what, if you need help with pest control, weed control, any type of help with those things you don't want around, pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they can get the job done. They're locally owned. They're locally operated. They've been in the business for over 20 years. Give them a call at 221-3007. 221-3007. And check out their website at readingspray.com. Reading Spray Service. Tom Basinko, the sheriff, is our guest.
Good morning. How are you?
AB-109. I'm fine. Tom, you're looking spiffy today.
Hey, I mean,
you
thanks.
Look like you're ready to go.
Always ready to go.
So, you said it's feeding. Did you feed animals?
We have a few, livestock at our house, and so I throw a couple of flakes of hay out to them.
Oh, okay. You came in today.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get serious here. AB-109. What, mm-hmm. Does it look like they're going to turn those 10,000 loose, or do we have any idea?
So far, no. Okay. That is a regular topic of discussion at our sheriff's meetings. And generally, the secretary of the prison system attends those. They're still trying to keep a number of them, 9,000-ish, out of state. I think they're held in Mississippi. They're trying to contract other beds with some counties, the big counties, one of them being Alameda, and then also trying to contract some beds with some private prisons in, I think, Kern County and Southern California. However, that 9,000 number is just kind of a little bit of anomaly. That's what they have to get down to reduce it for, but they don't talk about the inflow still coming into the prison
system. It's really 18,000.
It's very high because the inflow of the people that are still sentenced to prison coming in.
Sure.
And so then you have to also offset or compensate for those coming in, which even exacerbates the problem.
So that would be like doubling it because you've got to get rid of 9,000 and you keep other 9,000 coming in. So that's 18,000.
Yeah. I think it's somewhere between 18 and 20,000, last figures I heard.
One last question on this is, okay, you've got people, the state of California has people in Mississippi.
Right.
Now, do they fall under the Mississippi laws of incarceration or the California laws of incarceration? Because in Mississippi, I mean, they still have, like, chain gangs and all these things.
Don't know on that one regarding how they're incarcerated for state prison regulations. Generally, they would fall under the Mississippi laws, at least for the incarceration type.
You would just, you know, you would hope that's true.
Yeah.
We need to just send them all to Arizona then.
Maybe, or Texas or somewhere, but,
So the AB-109, and that kind of leads me to, the next question is, we're talking about the medium security jail.
Right.
How many, 74 seats?
Roughly about 64 beds will have dormitory style housing. And then the whole part of the funding opportunity through the state is, that you have to have, you actually don't even have to have any beds attached to it, but you have to have the rehabilitative services and programs for the inmates.
Okay, so that's 64 beds we should fill up in a week.
Oh, maybe even less than that.
So what this is going to do is, that gives us 64 more spots, but it's not going to end our problems, is it?
Oh, absolutely not.
And I want people to understand that.
Will not.
Is that this is just, you know what, because as soon as you put it, just like you said, you put those 64 in, the next 64 are waiting.
I believe the feasibility studies that we've done in the past, by 2030, we would need something like 530 more beds in addition to the current jail that's 30 years old and getting to be a huge maintenance issue.
What's
as well.
The capacity of the jail?
381, and we're always at, we have a 90% court rating, capacity, and that takes it down to 343, and we are always at about 86 to 90%. 86%, I think it leaves us a total of 8 beds in the jail, and we get somewhere between 25 and 60 bookings a day.
And how many murders do you have in there?
About 25 in now, some form of murder, homicide, manslaughter.
Okay, now these 25 that are in there, have they been sentenced yet, or those
no,
of them are just
they're,
waiting?
They're
these are all waiting.
We call them pretrial.
Pretrial. So you've got them in there, and so those guys aren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And then you got is there another group that's never going to go anywhere?
It's never.
Not never is not the right word.
But it's very time delayed. We got a bunch of people in for burglary, a bunch of people in for drug-related crimes, domestic violence, kidnapping, robbery. And then you just saw over the last few weeks we had like 5 homicides in a matter of a week, week and a half.
You know, Tom,
and then we also have a whole population that is actually serving their sentences there now.
That's correct.
And that's the other part.
A pretty good sized population that is sentenced, and that we always had people serving sentences, but usually less than 1 year.
Right.
Now we have a population that is, in Shasta County at least, serving about up to 10 years, several of them up to 10 years. And I know in one Southern California county, a person is sentenced to 42 years
in the
jail.
Let me take a break first, and you all can go for it after that. We need to take a break. Carl by Trish Clark, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking AB 109. We're talking jail and jail space. Today we're going to be also talking concealed weapons. I've got questions coming in about that and a number of other things. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Redding.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these 4 aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by 2 words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark's here on Wednesday. 51 degrees out there, raining. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and I cut y'all off. So it's all yours, Trish.
Well, we were talking about the capacity in the jail and the population that's in there. And I think the one thing that these new regulations that we're dealing with, and I'm a bit familiar with what goes on inside the jail, having been the law enforcement liaison for about 16 years. That changes the whole dynamic of what you have to do.
Huge.
In that population. When you've got people, this is their home.
That's
for
right.
up to 10 years.
Here in Shasta County so far.
That's a whole new realm of services and
in
demands.
In Southern California, there's one person serving 42 years, in a county jail. There's a number of 20 somethings throughout the state. And you're exactly right. Jails were not designed or equipped to handle multi-year sentences. And that's been the big problem.
Different
one of the big problems
a jail
with realignment.
And, a prison.
And what we're seeing now, remember that a bunch of people get out, come back to county responsibility. Also, a bunch of people that are in the court system no longer go to prison. Generally, drug offenders and thieves, property crimes. So, what you're seeing in the jails, ours included, is a buildup of a prison-type culture in the jail. So we're seeing more inmate-on-inmate assaults. We're seeing more inmate-on-staff assaults.
So the prison culture is coming up. So then the next step is the lawyers circling. They're going to be coming in saying,
absolutely.
That, wait a minute. They, you know,
you're
if
not
they're
providing
going to be here,
these rights.
Right. If you're going to be here over a year, you need X, 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 and X. And if you don't, we're suing.
Some, counties in Central California are already seeing that with the attorneys coming in, and looking at the conditions within their jails.
Yeah.
When you say getting into a prison culture here for these things, because they're staying longer. The ones you're keeping in there are a little bit worse. They've got to be, And here is Shasta County changing here?
Yes, to a degree of what we're seeing with our crimes. Part of it is growing. You know, you spoke about a little bit, excuse me, a little bit earlier regarding who's in custody. You know, like we got about 25 people in for some type of form of homicide, about 34 people in for robbery, 42 people in for robbery, 40 people in for some type of assault, 22 people for domestic violence, about 53 people in for either kidnapping or burglary, another 30 in for thefts. So that's what, and these are the more heinous criminals and have some violence associated, and then you get somebody that maybe gets picked up for DUI. That can still be a dangerous crime, but it is a lower-level crime, and we just don't have the room, and that's where you see some of these releases.
Well, and, you know, we're witnessing it. I work with a nonprofit down in the South County that uses some of the work release people, the people that are working off tickets, working off fines.
And we still have those.
Yeah. Well, we do, but they don't show up, Tom. There's no incentive. Because you sentence them to do these work days, you sentence them to do these different things, and bottom line, there is no repercussion if they don't do it.
Now what we're seeing is we have contract beds with other counties, about 5 counties total. And now if they don't show up, they're getting rolled up and we send them out of county, and then it's usually not as good conditions there, and sometimes then they don't get their visits with their family, and so, we'll bring them back in a couple of weeks and say, if you comply, okay. We also have, GPS bracelets we put on them and go out and do regular checks. So now our attendance is way up. It varies somewhere between 80 and 100%. Some days it's 100% because if, somebody didn't show up today, if they get a chance, they go out, pick them up, usually wake them up, get them off the couch and bring them back into jail. We can do what they call a flash incarceration, which is incarcerating them for a little short term, tune them up. And then see if we can get them comply. We're also doing that with the court system. They can put them on a supervised OR, which includes GPS. And then if they don't show up, we can go scoop them up. And then you see Shasta's Most Wanted. And that's dealing with the people that have gone to court, been convicted, but then failed to show up in court for sentencing. And that's the ones that we're going after to get them shipped off to jail or prison.
Well, and that's good because, you know, that travels, those messages travel through the system. And if we can get that mentality back there that there are consequences And you are going to be held accountable. That goes a long way in making them.
We've had several, I think two or three, just turn themselves in knowing that they were on the list.
I'd heard that.
And then the ones that we ship out of county are generally sentenced people, but we have we're very full with female inmates. And in some cases, those people.
More females coming in now?
There are. I think we have somewhere about 60. We have two housing units, full. And then that makes it an issue when, they come in because we're full. So we're shipping some out of county. And, if they're awaiting trial or the next court date, which is usually about a month, we try and bring them back. Now that's not cheap because that, we end up spending like $500,000 or $600,000 a year just to house people out of county.
Okay. We've got about 30 seconds left, but one of the things I said I saw that they were talking about paying for the new medium security is that we can bring people out of the counties that would help pay for that. But that's really a misnomer because
no, that's false. We'd have it completely full immediately.
Yeah, immediately,
we're not going to be
We're
not
going to
be renting out beds. In fact, some other sheriffs have called me up and said, "Hey, can you house this inmate for me?" Absolutely not, because we're full on releasing people.
Yeah,
and so sorry.
When we come back, I want to finish up some more on this, but I want to start talking. There's questions about concealed carry, but, on that we've got a waiting list now for people to come in. And this is a big subject to a lot of people here in the North State, especially when you start talking to people about having a concealed carry, when you're in a class teaching concealed carry and you see people coming from all over that just are astounded at the fact that you actually can carry a weapon here. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Yeah. Thank you.
This Friday night, playoff football continues on KCNR 1460 as the Red and Christian Lions host the Butte Valley Bulldogs in the 8-man division championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Avarea, at 7 p.m. live from Bishop Quinn Field in Palisadro. It's the Red and Christian Lions and the Butte Valley Bulldogs with the 8-man championship on the line. All right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, red, spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts always for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great people there. Trish Clark is with me. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And we also, of course, have Sheriff Tom Basinko here.
Good morning.
We were talking incarceration. We were talking the, you know, the AB 109 and the fact of the new medium security jail. Mm-hmm. That's going to cost, what did you say, $2 million a
roughly
year to run?
$2.5 million annually to run.
And that comes out of our general budget there.
It does. We have some payments that we can probably, shift it. Remember that we have about $500,000-$600,000 that's going from our AB 109 funds to house people out of county. So you could use that, shift that back over. So, and then there's about $500,000 that we make a payment on a revenue bond for the jail. That would bring it up to about $1.1 million.
Is the payment on the jail going away?
It is. In 2015, that bond would be paid off.
Whoa,
so,
yeah.
So it's like paying off your house payment. And then you have that cash as a revenue.
I thought that those people though that were shipping out are still going to be shipped out.
No, there'll probably be some. We're going to try and reduce that by having the beds available for those sentenced people. So,
okay,
we're going to use some of that cash.
Maybe I'm mixing apples and oranges here because I thought, you know, when we talked earlier that 64 beds will fill them up. Like that. And then we're going to still have
but hopefully
to be shipping
we can reduce, people out. We can reduce those being shipped out and use some of that money for the operation costs for the new facility. And then we've seen a slight increase in the revenues that are coming into the county. Property values are creeping up slowly.
Very slowly.
Very slowly. And we'll hopefully by the time we have that built, which will be 3 or 4 years if we're successful in the process, hopefully the economy has improved. Although I heard on the national news this morning, probably people aren't going to spend as much for Christmas. It's going to be down slightly from last year. They're anticipating already. And all that affects our revenues.
This is an election year.
Yeah, that's true. So,
Obamacare. I mean, it is. People don't know about health care. But that's no, okay. We're not even going to get there.
A lot of issues there with the jail.
Right.
And the new facility. We get that going, hopefully.
Okay. Let's go to concealed weapons.
Yes.
And the issue, we were talking about how many permits.
We've got about 5,200 for the county, and there's about – there's always seems to be about 200 in the pipeline. So right now I did check on that recently, and that's where we are.
Well, Tom, you know, we were teaching a class the other day, a ladies-only class, 17 women in the class, 13 or 14 of them. You said, you know, introduce themselves while you're taking the class. And the trend that went all – that was through the whole thing was fear. That and I'm not talking screaming, rolling around, tears down their face fear. It was the idea of being able to take care of themselves during this time.
Right.
Because
they want to feel in control.
They
want to be able to care for themselves.
They live out in the country. They, you know, there are strange things happening. They see things happening as they're driving down the roads out there and in town here too. So they were there to be able to control what happens to them.
Right.
And as a woman, I can speak to this because – and it isn't a matter of fear so much as you indicate, the fact that the reality is, if you're a woman and you're alone a lot, your number one source of protection is you.
That's correct.
You don't want to be carrying a gun if you don't feel comfortable with that gun, you don't know how to use it, and you're not prepared to use it.
There's a mental mindset that goes with the responsibility of carrying a gun and having the option to use lethal force, absolutely. And then there's been other businesses crop up that maybe for the people that don't want to carry a gun, they are carrying pepper spray, OC spray.
Damsels in defense.
You're seeing tasers or stun guns, and that's an option for them if they don't feel
non-lethals.
Comfortable with a gun.
Yeah.
Well, and because women need to take control of their own surroundings, and you do that by not being a victim, not being aware.
One of it we've talked about here many times on the show is situational awareness. Always have your head on a swivel and looking around, locking your home up, hardening that target, so to speak, to make it less convenient for a crook to break into.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's good that people are having those CCWs, and we are seeing a little bit of it leveling off here in Shasta County, but still continuing on. We're one of the good counties that still issue CCWs. I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment, of gun rights, ownership, and the CCW process, and that will continue.
We're very fortunate in Shasta County because that's certainly not the case across the state of California.
One of our class members there was getting hers, and she's married to a law enforcement officer for the state level. They're moving to Southern California. She wanted to get her permit here because she'd never be able to get it down there.
That would only be good for a short period of time. Usually there's a 90-day period if you move out of county, and then you would have to try and get it in that county. If it's Los Angeles, what do they have, like 7 million population or something? It's huge in millions. But I think Los Angeles County only issues like 1,200 permits.
I think that was pointed out to her, but she wanted to go through the training and have it. So, she was going to be here for the end of the year, and then
And the important thing is the training that you get when you go through that process, even if you don't, if you're not successful in getting the concealed weapons permit, or you don't even go that far. The fact is that there still may be an opportunity without that concealed weapons permit to protect yourself with a gun.
The training is always good to have. You don't need to have a CCW permit if you just want to have the gun in your home and have it carried in there and for personal protection. However, you might want to get the training to go along with it, as you said.
That's feel comfortable with it so that you're not – I have some friends that I have actually said to them, with your mindset, do the pepper spray.
Right.
You know, well, I don't think I could shoot anybody. Don't have a gun in your possession then.
Well, that's the bottom line is if you're going to have a gun in your house, you should know how it works. You should have all the safety accoutrements that you need. And if you've got kids in the house, being, you know, keeping that gun, you know, where they cannot reach it, all those things. That if you're going to have a weapon, you need to know how to use it, how to use it safely, and how to use it correctly. And if you don't, then there is could be accidents. And that's not what anybody wants. So I'm a firm proponent of training for people. And I think, you know, that, you know.
And go out regularly and use it. And
practice.
Stay familiar with the weapons.
We got to take a break. But, Tom, one of the things that it is now is you have to get an appointment to come in and get the concealed carry. Mm-hmm. What's the backup on that right now?
The backup now is only less than 3 weeks for that. It's there was a big push over the last year, and sometimes it was a few months out. And I know in two other counties, Sacramento and I think Stanislaus, the wait was like 18 months.
Right,
and we were having people wait for 4 to 5 hours to get in and see us without the appointments. And then there was also, we have to do registration of sex registrants and arson residents and, registrants and,
yeah, that was an interesting time.
And so they were all mixed in there. So we said, hey, we're going to sort this out.
Good way to see and then, your neighbors.
And that was an interesting 3 hours that
That's an interesting way to put it. But that's why I went with the appointment system.
About 3 weeks now,
and then we do the, CCWs on certain days and then the other registrants on other days. And that's really helped organize it. We've received many compliments on that.
Well, that was the thing about, and that I was going to ask, but we got to take a break here. Was just going in to add a weapon to your concealed carry and having to wait 3 weeks. But I think you don't.
I particularly like the ladies in the line in their fuzzy slippers and jammies.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, fuzzy slippers.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bach and Trish Clark today. Our buddies coming in today on Wednesday, Thursday.
Linda, yeah, we got the whole community all messed up here.
That's it. Sheriff, yeah, we got people writing, goes, I missed a day, I missed a day. You know, look, we're all confused here.
Checking their calendars.
That's right. Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Reading Crown Motors. Your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership, knowing that I drive that F-150 and I love it. There, your neighbors making great deals for you down there on trucks, cars, SUVs, new, previously owned. It makes no difference. Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. By the way, their service department is just outstanding. Okay. Trish, our guest here, Sheriff Tom Basinko, he gets phone calls during the break here. Essentially, this is what the phone call said. Can you add more than 3 weapons to your concealed carry?
Yes.
And then to do this, you go in, you bring the weapon, they make sure it's safe, then you pay $10, they type it back, they give you a new
permit.
New permit.
With that additional weapon on there.
And you walk out
the
door.
There's a fallacy that the state only authorizes 3. That's not true. There's like 3 lines on there, but I think for Shasta County, there's somewhere around, I don't know, 7, 8 on a permit. I always encourage like husbands and wives, to have each other's guns on their permits in case one forgets the gun in a car or something. Obviously, it's not good to forget it in there, but if it happens, then nobody's in violation of the law.
Yeah, well, this is an important thing because if you're going down the road and you've got a gun that's not in there, even though you have the permit, actually, that's a misdemeanor, and actually they could take the gun away from you.
That's correct.
And arrest you.
And you don't want to go there.
That's right.
If you're going to go through the process, be sure you've got every gun listed that you might have in
that's
your possession.
Or carry, yeah.
All right, and get off this subject because I want to talk about the number of sheriffs we need, our deputies we need out here. But last thing was is teaching the class is when you're transporting a weapon, you don't have it's not a concealed carry. It's got to be in a locked, box in your car or in the trunk where you can't reach it. Well, I'm in there and I've got the weapon I'm using as an example and I look down and I think, there's no way of locking this box. I had to go out and buy another.
The lockable container is actually pretty easy. You could get a pretty simple fishing tackle box.
Anything.
And throw it in there. You could have your gun rug, pistol rug, and the two zippers come together. You could have lock on that. That's a lockable container.
That's it. The one I had was just a hard plastic container, but no spot to lock it. And I went, so I had to put it in, I had to go buy a lock and throw it into my other carrying case. So it was then locked. Anyway, to be appropriately lawful. Tom, I asked the same thing to Chief Rob Pelletti. What do we need? You know, we listen to people hour and a half sometimes, get the sheriffs out there, depending on what it is. How many more sheriffs do we need? You gave an example during the break, which I thought, oh, my gosh.
Yes. We used to have more people on the streets in the late 80s and 90s than we do now, and that's been due to a number of budget cuts or been able to, even though our budget's increased due to cost rising. But we could easily add 20 deputies right now, and that would greatly assist. It'd take a while to get those people hired and trained. But If you added 20 deputies, that would probably be about $2.6 million a year in additional costs. And then we'd have to have the revenue coming in to the county coffers to support that. And we could certainly put them on the streets so we could restore some staffing up in eastern Shasta County and Bernie. We could bolster the patrols here in the we call it the Redding Basin. And then, of course, it's just not about deputies and officers. When you add more people, they need support staff. The people that push the paper, the clerical staff that do the photocopying, the filing, the data entry, need more of those.
And the reality is, if in fact you put all of those new deputies on the street and you put that whole system, we got to go back to the conversation about the jail over here again, because
that's
now
right.
You're making more arrests, you're gathering up more criminals, you're solving more crimes, and
so if you have more arrests, what do you need?
Well, then if
prosecutors, public defenders, there's a big ripple effect.
Then to solve this,
attorneys.
The thing is, you just take all the sheriffs and the cops off the street. Then we won't have to worry about
we don't want to do that.
We need the solution. Got to create more revenue. You've got to create more disposable revenue. Revenue that the Board of Supervisors has control over that isn't targeted for other things. One of the ways you do that, you create a climate in your community
where business
comes and business grows. We get new sales tax. We get new revenue. This disposable income for the supervisors to prioritize law enforcement.
You need to ask everybody that's running for office, what are your priorities for office here? And if public safety isn't like number one, you need to ask them why.
And you need to ask them how they're going to provide the money. And that's the part that's always missing. You've got to go back to the private community, the entrepreneurs, the business people in this community, because they're the ones that are going to create the sales tax, which is what they have. Every other dime that the Board of Supervisors deals with is so encumbered, and 90-some percent of their budget is already spoken for. They don't make decisions on it.
I knew a lot of it was. I did not realize it was that much. But we're going to have some of the supervisors on, Larry Lee's on. I want to talk about that, because then the only way we can do it is encourage business to come here.
That's exactly. More disposable income.
Yes. Do we have a plan to do that? Anyway.
Yeah. We better get one real quick.
Well, you and I are talking, but Sheriff Tom's on the computer answering questions
from the
chat room here. I know you're listening. You're a multitasker. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basinko.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Down. Good morning. It is 51 degrees out there. What's our weather look like here for the rest of the day?
Well, it looks like we're going to have rain through today and into this evening. And then by tomorrow, we're going to have sunny with a high near 63. Lots of wind coming up and it's going to be clear over the weekend and sunny.
Yeah. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Propane Gas.
Yes. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, family operated. Tom Basenko is our guest, and you've been you're into it on a shell issue, not issue. You know, we had five murders in a period of like 3 days or 4 days.
About a week, yeah.
In about a week. Drugs. Obviously, are they all related to drugs?
Pretty close. Not all of them, but most of them were. And then we've had some other shootings and stabbings,
yeah.
And those have generally been drug-related, oftentimes marijuana-related.
Marijuana
buys and rip-offs and robberies. There was another one that was basically a drunken father that shot his son. That was the Igo one.
Okay.
That was not did not appear to be drug-related.
The burning body. Did we ever find
which
out?
Which one? We had two in Igo and one in Millville.
The one in the car.
That was in Millville.
Truck.
That was called Best Pond. That was the street that it was on. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has there been any releases on that one?
There has not. We're still working on identifying the decedent in that case. We're looking at DNA and also dental charts. And then
cause of death?
Cause of death. We're not releasing that at this time.
All right.
But it was a seed that was found in the back of a pickup, and then the pickup was burnt up.
Okay.
Usually, sometimes they do that to help cover up the crime or destroy some evidence.
Well, it looks like it's slowing things down a little bit when you burn something like that. Tom, what the hell's going on here? I mean, it's all of a sudden, you know, we used to have things like punching out and just horrible things.
You're seeing a lot with the drug culture, the marijuana, that being grown under the guise of medical marijuana. That's out of control. The Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission are looking at trying to tighten those regulations up. But even if you tighten the regulations up, you need to have the resources to be able to enforce that, either through the code enforcement officers. But the code enforcement officers are not deputy sheriffs. They work for the resource management department, and they enforce things like building codes and other codes. So we have to go out and assist them and basically be security armed deputies go out and assist them because they've had weapons brandished against them while they're out doing their job.
Okay, I'm changing the subject here radically. Wes Foreman left.
Correct. They
have a huge impact on AB 109 because he was in charge of putting all this stuff together.
It goes to right now his second in command, who is Tracy Neal. She was the chief deputy for probation. She's the interim right now, so that continues on. And then we have a board, a community corrections partnership panel, that we make decisions on regarding realignment and the funds that we get from that.
Okay.
So it's still continuing on. The probably the process and the program is bigger than one individual particular person. It moves on.
Oh, it does. I know that, but he was kind of the one in charge of it.
By state statute, he is, or the chief probation officer by statute is the chairman of the Community Corrections Partnership Committee.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot.
You bet. Always anything, a pleasure to come in.
Anything you want people to think about?
Here? Have a joyous holiday season. Thanksgiving's coming up. And, of course, Christmas is around the corner. Seems like time flies. And to be safe out there, lock your car up. Don't leave valuables visible, especially when you're out shopping. Put them in the trunk. And be careful with fire now that we're getting the cold weather and people are closing up and starting fires and stuff. We want everybody to be safe. Drive carefully out there with this rain.
Yeah, we saw what happens yesterday. We had a huge pileup on I-5.
Right.
If we had a collision guy in here for a body shop, and he said, rain. He says, and what they're seeing is front ends of cars are being smashed because people are still texting and talking on their phone. Anyway.
Yeah. Trish, be safe.
As usual. Thank you so
much.
My
pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here.
I love doing this. It gives me an opportunity to interact with this great population in the North State and love hearing from the people that listen in.
Well, you know, everybody's got some ideas on how things should be done. Anyway, tomorrow, Linda will be back with me. We've got a number of guests coming on. I think you're going to find really interesting. And as usual, we will also have reports from the alternative universe on the East Coast called Washington, D.C.
And if you say it, it's true.
If you say it, it's true. If that's the case. All right, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Miss a day, miss a lot.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Florida Congressman Trey Radel has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of cocaine possession. He's been sentenced to a year's probation. The first-term Republican says he made an extremely irresponsible choice and will seek help. He acknowledged buying a small amount of cocaine from an undercover agent. After several of his appeals were rejected, convicted killer Joseph Franklin has been executed in Missouri some 33 years after his last murder. He claimed to have killed as many as 20 people during a 3-year cross-country murder spree that targeted blacks and Jews. Also, at SRNnews.com, in poll after poll, Americans are voicing their displeasure with President Obama and his health care law.
The CBS News poll is the latest survey to register the lowest job approval rating of the Obama presidency. Just 37% now approve of the job Mr. Obama is doing as president. That's a 9-